From the Financial Times in London, I'm Murad Ahmed, and this is FT News. Brussels and Washington have finally come up with a new agreement on how companies can transfer private data from the EU to the US. The deal is supposed to make it easy and legal for companies such as Facebook and Google to ping personal bits of data, photos, emails, payslips, across the Atlantic. But there are big doubts about the proposal. Regulators have yet to give it the thumbs up, and criticism is mounting. Joining me from Brussels is Duncan Robinson, who has covered this topic over the past year. Duncan, why was this new deal necessary?
Well, this new deal came about after the European Court of Justice struck down a previous agreement known as Safe Harbour, which was relied on by 4,000 companies to transfer data to the US from the EU. Now, the court invalidated Safe Harbour, in short, because there was no way of guaranteeing that private data from EU citizens would not be spied on by US authorities. So this triggered a mad scramble among the likes of Facebook, Google and Apple to come up with other methods of transferring data, and meant that Washington and Brussels had to come up with a replacement deal pronto.
And the scramble is over and we have a deal, so what's in the deal?
Well, the official details haven't quite been finalised, but we know a few things. So in general, the new deal consists of a series of pledges by the US government. So the Department of Commerce will check every year to make sure that those involved are meeting the, quote, privacy shield standards, which is something that never happened under Safe Harbour. Also, EU citizens will have the right to complain, first to US companies and then to an ombudsman, if they think their data is mishandled. But the main aspect is that the US has insisted repeatedly that it has tightened its rules on when it can spy on citizens. So one of the things that Brussels managed to wring out of the Americans is a written pledge from a spy promising not to snoop on EU citizens. Understandably, a lot of privacy campaigners in Europe think this is not quite enough.
And what about Europe's powerful privacy regulators?
Well, the regulators are confused. They don't really know what's in it either, and so they'll decide whether to give it their blessing in March or April when the European Commission will actually give them the full agreement. So this means that big companies have months of legal uncertainty ahead of them. And whether the regulators like it or not, their view is important, mainly because the ECJ gave them a lot of new powers in their ruling back in October. And so they're the ones who get to decide whether this method of transferring data is actually kosher or not.
And for the past few months, the big issue has been with the tech businesses themselves. They wanted a new deal. Are they happy?
They're not overjoyed. The main thing they wanted was certainty. And there's still a lot of confusion. So they need to know over the long term whether they can transfer data from the EU to the US. And at the moment, they simply don't have that clarity. Sure, the regulators could say that everything is fine, but there's likely to be legal challenges which could throw everything into the question over the next few years. And the alternative is building independent data centres in Europe, which is expensive and takes a long time. So businesses need to know now.
And the other people to be on side are the privacy activists themselves. I'm assuming from what you're telling me that they're not too keen on the new deal.
They're not particularly happy either. So this case all came about because an Austrian student who was 27 at the time, called Max Schrems, complained about Facebook and the way it was transferring his data to the US, which he argued violated his fundamental rights. And he's not so impressed with this deal. He actually said that, quote, a couple of letters by the outgoing Obama administration is by no means a legal basis to guarantee the fundamental rights of 500 million European users, which seems fair enough.
And one personal beef I have, it seems like everybody has a problem with it, is the new name for it, the Privacy Shield. It used to be Safe Harbour, but we now have a shield. Where does this come from?
Well, despite all appearances to the contrary, there's actually quite a lot of thought went into this. I know that Commission officials have been sort of wringing their hands over what to call this new deal for months. So this isn't a last-minute thing that they've come up with, but it still seems slightly problematic, mainly because if it does all fall apart again, as is probable, then it will look deeply ironic, just like Safe Harbour.
Okay, well, we'll see if this privacy shield has managed to stay up or whether it falls by the wayside. Thank you, Duncan, from Brussels.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.